Hello, Audio Boo. So, quite a controversial topic today about the question, is there a God? And if you listen to my boo previously about what subjects inspired you at school, I mentioned sociology and how it changed my views, and basically what I was actually talking about that it changed my view of was religion. I was christened, and my dad is a very spiritual person and says he's had psychic happenings and all sorts of things like that. So that sustained my beliefs. But since I learned that, some of the things they say, for example, like, you know, say take churches and crosses and all these sort of physical objects we worship, they say, you know, they were just ideas in people's minds and then they've expressed them physically through these objects. And as hundreds of years have gone on, people forget that they were once ideas just in people's minds, and they sort of take the idea of these objects as more powerful and godly and the main sort of worship thing. Another thing they say is, you know, it's a thinking there's life after death and a God is a comfort for people and a good way for them to live. But I would never say that I'm an atheist. I would probably just say I'm agnostic, because I mean, how do we know if there is a God or there isn't a God? And taking all this sort of other stuff attached to believing in God, these religious things, they are just ways of life, you know. And it depends what you class as a god. I mean, I never ever thought God was some person up in the clouds. I think people take it too literally. I never thought that. I mean, you could say all this dust and ash and stars that we've come from is God, you know. I also think some atheists can be very hypocritical, because they go like, oh, you know, stupid religious people, why do you believe in God? Why do you force your opinions onto us? That we should believe and we should live our lives like this. But then take this gay marriage thing, for example. I'm not saying that it's right that you should disagree with it or what have you. But, you know, then these religious people aren't entitled to their opinion to disagree with it. They are being forced to believe it is correct. And they are told that that is wrong, to believe that. So society is never going to change, because it almost is just like we've gone from different extremes of sort of oppression. Like, it was, you know, you couldn't, you know, have sex before marriage, you couldn't have a gay relationship, you couldn't what have you, do all these kinds of things religion stops you from doing, and then now you can't have these conservative views, you have to be extremely liberal. If they want to be liberal, they're not really, because they're not letting people speak up and say what they think, you know. But yeah, boiling it down, taking all that other religion away from it and just to the point, is there a God? I would say I'm agnostic, and I'm not going to say there is or there isn't, because nobody knows really, and it depends what you class God as. I mean, God, like I say, could just be all this dust and ash. I never thought God was a person in the clouds. Like I say, I think people take too literally. They're just good morals to live by. They're stories to live by, some of these religious things. And if people want to live their lives like that, I see nothing wrong with it, and good for them. They can live their lives like that. On another note, Frank Music followed me on Twitter. Yeah!